Hello and welcome to a special boxing edition of the Pinecast. We're here to discuss Mayweather, Pacquiao, fight of the century. Ooh, baby, I'm excited. We have fun guests on today, starting with Raj Grobes of ESPN, producer of Max and Marcellus on ESPN Radio, as well as Francis Maxwell, boxing correspondent for TYT Sports, as well as a few fight predictions from fans. Are you ready? I know I am.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I'd like to welcome to the show Raj Grobes. You can follow him on Twitter at Raj Grobes. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, appreciate you having me, man.
So we want to talk a little bit about this Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight. It's being billed as the fight of the century. Give me your thoughts on the magnitude of the fight and what it means to the sport.
Well, unfortunately, the first thought that comes to my mind is it's about 5 years too late. I remember being so excited. Gosh, it had to be back, 2010. Yeah. Remember, I was with Sporting News at the time, and the fight got announced. I was talking to different odds makers who, you know, had Pacquiao favored, which at the time I thought was a mistake. But, you know, talking to guys, Gianavello at the win and guys at the MGM. But anyway, I remember it being so excited. Then a little disappointed they were going to do it in Jerry's World all the way in Dallas, which I don't mind the trip. But, as you know, I don't know if you've ever gone to a mega fight. It's all about Thursday, Friday, you know, hours before the fight. There's nothing like being in casinos in Vegas, So anyway, my first thought is it's 5 years too late. But then comes to mind, I mean, I was, you know, a really young kid. I don't really remember. But from reading Ali Frazier, when they first fought, they were both considered past their prime. And you know how that trilogy turned out. I believe Frazier won the first fight, and it was just they're probably the best fight that they've ever had. And they call that the fight of the century, actually, prior to this one. Well, I guess it's a new century.
Yeah, this is a new century. Yeah. Right. We're only getting into the 15th year, so it's easier right now to call fight of the century as it stands.
You're right. You're right. So this one will be. So my point is, even though it's past their prime, I guess at the end of it, I'd rather say better late than never.
Definitely. Do you think that Mayweather played a waiting game with this, in a sense that, I mean, you were just talking about how Pacquiao was considered a favorite back at that time. I mean, you think he decided to wait it out thinking that he'd age better than Pacquiao?
You know what? He's a very smart guy, that Mayweather. Businessman. He's in the business of being undefeated, and it's not. I think they actually, at different times, ducked one another. I think Mayweather ducked him first, rather be concerned over the HGH, where he wanted blood testing, which I understood what Pacquiao was saying. Like, I'll do it, but not the week of the fight. You know, I'm trying to train. I don't want my blood being drawn. And this is not regulated by boxing. This is something Mayweather brought up. And
right,
Mayweather wanted more
sanctions.
Of the pot. I mean, he was making it almost where Pacquiao couldn't accept it. And this is when Pacquiao was at the height of his game, too. His pay-per-view numbers, although not as big as Mayweather's, were right there, the only one you could compare to it. He's a champion as well. Mayweather was making these demands like he's just fighting some chump.
Right.
And I think he did that so that Pacquiao could not accept him. Then I think it was a time where Mayweather was ready to fight, and rather be Bob Arum, who didn't want to deal with Mayweather's camp. I think Pacquiao kind of ducked that a little bit. And then, unfortunately, you saw the fight he lost to Bradley. And then
which was certainly a questionable decision.
Correct, but it's still an L. Even though he wasn't undefeated prior, it's still an L. For those that didn't see the fight, you know, they say all that's still an L. I saw the fight. I thought Pacquiao won. And then, of course, the fight where he was as a Marquez. He was winning, and he got careless for one split second, and he got knocked out. So now, yeah, maybe Mayweather looks at it like, yeah, okay, he's aged a little bit. Now is the perfect time to get him. It's almost the same way a lot of people, whispers in the boxing world, thought the reason he fought Canelo when he did was because he knew he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Let me fight him now before he gets seasoned and gets better. Even though Canelo, I was at that fight, he came in 17 pounds heavier than Mayweather, had no B plan, just came out to try. And once he realized he couldn't hit him, didn't know what to do, Mayweather started stalking him. That was a one-sided fight. So to answer your question, I think they both ducked each other at different times, and boxing fans and casual fans in general had to suffer for 5 years, or not suffer. I mean, I'm sure you slept, but we had to wait.
Yeah, but we had to wait. And the thing was that, you know, the sport was in dire need of that fight then, just as it is now, you know?
Absolutely. And it's given people a chance to whine and say, okay, well, that's why MMA is better. And part of what MMA does do well, even though I'm not a fan of MMA, I am jealous of the fact that there is a governing body, being Dana White, and they have to fight each other, they being the fighters. Like, he makes the fights. Now, I think the skill level pales in comparison. MMA, they're just, I mean, you're skillful, don't worry, they'll kick my butt and your butt, but it's not the sweet science. I mean, you can see, you can learn it in a, you know, a couple years of training and you can be a good MMA fighter. You're not going to do that in boxing. But one thing they have that I'm jealous about is they get the fights that the people want to see way more often in boxing. And you're right. It was a fight that needed to happen then. It still needs it, although I don't think they both can coexist. I'm not a fan of it. Different demographics, but great. They can both coexist, but it really needed it then. And, hey, I'll take it now.
Yeah, certainly better late than never. We see, in terms of promotion, a lot of these boxers have taken some of that under their own guide. We've seen Golden Boy Promotions. We now see the Money Team, what Mayweather's doing. We still see Pacquiao. Pacquiao's one of the ones still working with one of the old guard, right? Bob Arum. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the Bob Arums and the Don Kings are kind of getting weeded out, so to speak.
It's in the age of where the media, which you and I are both in, when Twitter came along, athletes decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to take this into my own hands. I'm going to announce when I retire. I'm going to announce when I signed a free agent deal with someone. Now, right. That comes and bite them in the butt, too. You see how many guys get in trouble on Twitter. But the point is, boxing athletes, they've learned in general, hey, I can control some of this money. And since there is no governing body, I mean, what do you really need a promoter for, if you can generate the interest yourself? Now, one thing you need is you've got to have, obviously, a reputation and be up on the stage where you can do that. As De La Hoya, towards the end of his career, Mayweather, well into his 30s, created the Money Team. But you're right, Pacquiao is one of the last big fighters that still hold on, have a promoter handling their deals. And guess what? If Bob Arum wasn't there, most people know, and I love Bob. He's great. He's great to the show. Good guy. This fight would have happened 10 years ago, in my opinion. Well, maybe not 10 because Mayweather was ducking first, but Perhaps 2 or 3 years ago.
Right. So we've seen the... totally blanked.
I'm sorry. Which way were you going? What did we do last time?
I got it. Okay. So you're talking about... So you're talking about the timing, and it's very important for boxers. It's always a careful trajectory. A good management team knows when to fight the right person. You said Mayweather, looked at Canelo, saw he was still green, wanted the opportunity, but he didn't look ready, and it was the right time to fight him. We see other examples where guys like, other guys aren't able to get fights for the same exact reason, because it doesn't look like the timing's right. We see a guy like Gennady Golovkin who's come through, right? And we have people like... Look, Andre Berto, guys like that, others, who's he going to fight? The guy that's ducking him is...
Cotto.
Miguel Cotto.
I think, you and I talked about this before. Cotto's smart. This is a business decision. I like Cotto. I love what Freddie Roach has done with him. I mean, he's going back to the body. I don't know if you were a fan of Cotto when he was coming up, when he was at lighter weight classes.
Yeah.
Basically, I thought he overpowered people a little. He's a bigger guy fighting smaller guys. And
right.
And Sergio Martinez, I mean, who knows what that did to his career, with the loaded gloves. But he was Cotto was a more complete fighter. He went to the body, combinations. Freddie Roach has brought that back. He's done great with him. He's resurrected his career. He looks wonderful. However, you'd be a fool to get in there with Triple G right now, who just turned 33 yesterday, by the way. He's no spring chicken.
Right.
I mean, the prime of people's careers, in my opinion, it's later now with nutrition and training, and probably wasn't taking a beating early, in his teens and 20s. Similar to what happened to Hopkins. I mean, he was locked up for years, Bernard Hopkins, so he didn't take that beating. So he fought later in his career, obviously, up to 50, and he looked great. So even though Triple G's 33, he's the most dangerous fighter out there, in my opinion, and Cotto, without saying as much, is ducking him and probably should. He can continue this resurgence and fight other fighters or with names and make a lot of money.
But the problem for him is that he's never going to be the people's champion if he ducks people, right? What we've seen in terms of the greats through history, the big thing that defines them, right? Some of the greatest champions, guys like, I mean, even guys that weren't as great as some others. You got a guy like De La Hoya took every fight, fought every big name that he could.
Yeah. I'll give De La Hoya all the credit in the world. I was never a fan of his for whatever, just the imaging, the smile and the go-to. I never liked it, so I didn't root for him. But he didn't duck
anyone. You preferred him in the panties with the drugs?
Yeah, that's a better look. I like that.
More true to his character.
Most people, especially older, my uncles and grandfathers, consider Sugar Ray Robinson the greatest fighter of all time. Guess what? He's got 19 L's on his career, but they consider him the greatest ever. Now, in terms of ducking, I mean, Cotto will never be the people's champ, for one, because he lost to Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Right.
So he got stopped by late in the fight, TKO by Pacquiao. Mayweather outclassed him most of all, although he did pretty well against Mayweather. I remember he made Mayweather bleed a little bit from his nose. But he'll never be the people's champ for that reason. But he can still have a nice career and have some decent pay-per-views even. But you don't have to get embarrassed and beat down by Triple G anytime soon. But you're right. Fans, Robux fans would like to see that. Although I'm not that hungry for, because I think it would be one-sided.
So what do you think is next for Triple G in that sense? Because, I mean, that's the unification fight at his weight class.
Well, what he's doing, which is smart, I mean, it reminds me of early Tyson. He's fighting 4 times a year.
Yeah.
He comes in studio to ESPN Radio frequently before each fight. And right now he's fighting 4 times a year. So what he's doing, he's staying busy. He's staying in the public eye. And eventually people are going to demand it so much, and perhaps the pay deal will be enough to where Cotto says, okay, screw it, I'll take the fight. But that's what I see next. I'm just keep fighting every 4 months, being on HBO, putting on a wonderful show. And after a while, I think Cotto will have to, this time it'll be a good business decision financially probably, but he'll have to take the fight eventually if that's what it comes down to.
Right. All right, so let's get back to the Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I've always, my time covering boxing, whenever there's fast and powerful, which is very dangerous in boxing, as you know, versus fast and slick, I always go for fast and slick. It reminds me of Pernell Whitaker, Sweet Pea. I mean, you just can't teach slickness. You can't have your sparring partners simulate this. You just, you know, the hiding behind the shoulders and just anticipating punches. There's nothing like that to me when it comes to boxing. And whenever you put those two together, I will take fast and slick. So what I mean by that, I think Mayweather will win the fight. I think early, like when he fought Maidana, Maidana came right at him. It's not the first time you've seen it, but they were awkward, you know, unorthodox punches in that, you know, hey, you're in boxing, you get hit sometimes. So I thought Mayweather lost the first couple of rounds. Maybe you can argue the third, but anyway, I thought he shut Maidana out after that, once he adjusted. And obviously, that's the first time, if you notice, he said, give me a rematch right away. He knew he figured it out. And they did a rematch, and it wasn't even close the second time. So I don't think it'll be the most terribly exciting fan to the casual observer, because Mayweather's too smart to sit and, you know, lock horns with you. He hasn't done it before. Why would he do it now? But I think Pacquiao's chance and what he's going to have to do, those first two rounds, he's going to come flying. He's going to come at Mayweather, but I think Mayweather at this point, you know, with his pot shots, and he'll do enough. Maybe he won't win the first two rounds, but he'll do enough to gain the respect. Mayweather is no weakling, by the way. He's bigger. He's longer than Pacquiao. So I think Mayweather will win a unanimous decision. I hope it's close enough to where we'll have a rematch and all involved would like to get another payday.
Right, certainly.
But I honestly don't think, even as, like I said, 5 years ago, I didn't think Pacquiao could win then. I definitely don't think he can win now. And I just hope it's somewhat exciting for the, you know, the casual fans enough to where they can demand a rematch. Because there's nothing like, in boxing, maybe other than the Super Bowl, there's nothing like the lead up and the anticipation and the build up and the hype.
Fight week is crazy.
It's great. It is great.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joaquin.
I'd like to welcome Francis Maxwell to the show. You can follow him on Twitter @Francis_Maxwell. It's a pleasure to have you, Francis.
It's a pleasure to be on. I am looking forward to this fight and looking forward to chatting about it.
Yes, indeed. So this is being billed the fight of the century, at least this new century as we know it. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the significance of this fight and what it means to boxing?
I mean, coming from the UK over to the US, I have seen boxing kind of decrease significantly in terms of its importance. Obviously, we're making surges forward with new primetime boxing events coming on to NBC, but I just feel that nothing has had people outside of the sport talking more than this fight. It passes the mother test, as we like to say. When your mom knows about this fight, it means that it's carrying some certain significance. So I think that it's a battle of two of the best, and it's the first we've had this happen since obviously the Mike Tyson, Lennox Lewis days. I think that it's, you're finally getting two guys, maybe not at the peak of their careers, but definitely still having them go head to head is going to be amazing for the sport.
Yeah, we certainly saw something like this years back. I mean, before either you or I were born, when Muhammad Ali took on Frazier.
Yeah.
You know, and even the first time around, it wasn't the fighters were considered past their prime, yet they still end up having a trilogy of fights that are considered some of the greatest
of all time. Do you think there's a big difference in this fight occurring today and now in 2015 as opposed to 2010 when it initially was rumored to happen?
Yeah, I talk about this whenever we do it on TYT Sports, and I say that I immediately went to the thought process of what ages better, punching power or defensive capabilities. And I think that Mayweather continues to be a defensive stonewall in boxing as the years go by, whereas I think Pacquiao, I mean, he's been knocked out a couple of times since that fight was predicted to happen way back, and I don't think his punching power is at that same capability, the same level that it would be needed to knock down Mayweather, who's never been knocked down, who's never really faced that kind of punching power. So I don't think that it holds the same significance in terms of both of their abilities. Nonetheless, it's still going to be an amazing fight to watch. But as my predictions go, I think that Mayweather has gotten just maybe not better with age, but he's still untouchable in the ring. Whereas Pacquiao's punching power, I don't think, is at the same level it once was.
So do you think that was a tactic that Mayweather used, just considering that maybe he would age better than Pacquiao?
It could have been. If you were to ask me way back when they first predicted this fight, if Mayweather was a little scared of Pacquiao, I would say absolutely. This guy came in with ferocious punching power. He was knocking people around in the ring at a level that no one else was doing so at that moment. And Pretty Boy Floyd was just, I don't think he could have considered himself as, as comfortable to fight Pacquiao at that time as he would be now. I think if you were to ask him in an open, honest interview, maybe put him under a lie detector, he would probably say that he was a little bit afraid of Pacquiao coming in when Pacquiao was in his prime. Is he going to be as afraid at this moment? I don't think so. I think that Mayweather still, as I said, is untouchable in the ring, still floats around, and his defensive ability, his ability to avoid punches and wear his opponent down is phenomenal. It's next to none. It's why he's considered one of the best ever. So I think that it might have been a tactic, but it could have come down to a lot to do with money, and obviously both fighters had their complications with each other. So I'm just happy that the fight's happening and happy to finally see it get on the big stage.
Do you think that there's a competitive edge that's changed over this time? Because it's interesting to see what the Vegas bookmakers have done with it. Because when that fight was first put on the cards and put on the table 5 years ago, some people even had Pacquiao as a favorite in that match, you know, in the fight back then. Mm-hmm. Whereas now he opened a 3-1 underdog. Obviously, those odds sway significantly with betting patterns and all that.
Absolutely.
But it seems like public perception, especially considering, like you said, Pacquiao's, you know, well, one, his decision loss to Bradley, which I don't think hurt him too much in the eyes of the boxing community, but certainly being put to sleep by Marquez, you know, shows a huge chink in the armor.
Yeah, and the betting odds are going to differentiate based on how the fighters are continuing to perform in the ring. And at that time, when they first predicted that happening, Manny Pacquiao was firing in all cylinders and yet to be kind of challenged. And no one could match his punching power or his speed. Not even Floyd, even though they hadn't played each other. He looked a class above a lot of people he was fighting. And the reason why I feel the betting odds favored Pacquiao when it was first predicted to happen was because he wasn't like anything that Mayweather had fought against. And when Mayweather comes up against a boxer who has unbelievable punching power, he has faced the brunt of it. He hasn't lost the fight, but he's been taken back a little bit because it put him outside of his comfort zone. So I think that's what the bookmakers had in mind at that point. But now you're looking at a Manny Pacquiao who's aged obviously 5 years since it, or 4 or 5 years since it's first been predicted to fight, and he's been put to sleep, as you said, and he hasn't had the most convincing performances to the point that you would expect Pacquiao to go in and knock around Mayweather. But nonetheless, this is what I think is a one-off fight. I think this is similar to when we talk about soccer fighting competing in a domestic level compared to competing at the highest stage in a one-off final. I think this is going to be created an atmosphere that's going to be like a cup final, where both of them and anyone can win this fight based on how they move with the crowd, how their momentum swings. And I think if any of them, who's gonna get more riled up, I would say Pacquiao, because he is the underdog and he has finally been given this chance to defy critics. Whereas I think Mayweather is going to be as professional as ever, calm and collected in the ring. And I imagine that he'll want to take it the distance because, you know, he'll win on a points decision. So it's going to be very interesting.
So you kind of hinted at it right there. I mean, can you give me your prediction as how you think the result's going to go?
Yeah, I think it's going to go four rounds. I think Mayweather's going to win on points over the total of the fight. I just think that he's the better professional, I think, in the ring. I think that he will. He's training parts of his boxing aspect that maybe he hasn't tried to train as much in the past. You're kind of seeing him in the media working on power and strength, but I think this is all just a strategy for the eyes of the camera. When, you know, behind the scenes, he's working on his ability, his agility to move, his ability to avoid Pacquiao's speed, and I think that's just going to wear Pacquiao down. I think Pacquiao's going to come out energetic and try to throw as many punches as he can to hit Floyd and kind of take him off and knock him off balance, because Mayweather's rarely been caught sweet to the point that he's been rocked. And I think that's Pacquiao's game plan, is to come out and do that. But I think that Mayweather's just far too good defensively. I just don't see him being knocked down. And I think, as many people agree, that's the only way you could kind of imagine Pacquiao winning this fight. So I don't see Mayweather being knocked out. I see a great fight happening, but I imagine Floyd will take it on a unanimous points decision.
Unanimous decision. You heard it here. For Floyd, Pretty Boy Floyd, or Money Mayweather, whatever you want to call him these days.
Yeah.
Well, one last question before you go, Francis. In terms of boxing, they've been lacking a large presence in terms of a superstar. They've been losing a little bit of the limelight to MMA. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, this fight does a bit to bring it back to the big stage. You know, there's certainly a possibility, if this fight is close enough, that we get a rematch, something like that. I mean, that's obviously in the best interest of both parties in terms of the fighters, because they're not going to get another fight that's going to pay them as much as this.
Yeah.
But do you see any other lights out there in terms of, like, leading lights in boxing as a rising star that might help turn the tide, or at least bring boxing back?
I'm a big fan of Chris Eubank Jr. in the United Kingdom. His speed is ferocious. He is a warrior in the ring as well as a tactical genius, and much like his father, who we know is a great fighter, he just brings that light back into the ring. And as much as I agree with a couple of the points that you're saying, I don't think that UK boxing has suffered as much as US boxing. I think that when you get fights like fighters like Carl Froch in the headlines, he's a very exciting fighter to watch. You get guys like Amir Khan, who's constantly shouting from the rooftops that he wants to fight against Pacquiao and Mayweather. I think that there could be a fight in the horizon with the winner of this fight and an Amir Khan. I don't know if they would be willing to. I would like to see it. But you've got a lot of promising boxers in the UK. And, of course, boxing in the US will definitely see some sort of resurgence after this fight, because everyone's going to want to get in the ring once you see Floyd Mayweather and Pacquiao fight. So, but in terms of an overall perspective, watch out for Chris Eubank Jr. I can see him coming with a lot of force very soon.
Great. Thank you so much, Francis. You can follow Francis on Twitter at Francis_Maxwell. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
And now the fight is nearly upon us. Saturday, Mayweather, Pacquiao, it goes down. MGM Grand in Vegas. We've been waiting years and years for this fight to happen, and now it's here. You've heard from our experts, everyone saying Mayweather, decision, going the distance. And it really, honestly, it's tough for me to say and argue anything otherwise. So the smart money is probably on Mayweather to win a decision, but look, I don't think it's that one-sided. I'd say it's a 60-40 Mayweather, but Pacquiao can come out and, you know, show how great of a champion he's always been. I wouldn't bet against Mayweather. That's just me. But feel free to do so. I'd love to see it happen. Hopefully, look, I'm not going to ride the fence. You know how we are here on the Pintcast. I always give my opinions and thoughts straight. I'd love to see a Pacquiao win. I'd love to see it. I think the world has been waiting to see someone knock Mayweather on his ass. And maybe even half the pay-per-view buys will be just people waiting and hoping and anticipation that maybe this is the day that Mayweather gets knocked out. We can only dream. Anyways, look for more here on the Morning Pint from the fight. We'll do a recap, talk about this next week, and join us again. It's been a blast covering this fight. Fun going to the press conferences and all that jazz. And hopefully this can be a marker for things to come for boxing here in the future. So check out the fight on Saturday. Enjoy it wherever you're at. Home party, if you're going to the fight, good for you. I'm jealous. I applied for media credentials, couldn't get them. Enjoy the fight, and we'll talk later. Peace.
The champ is here.
Alright, this is my this shit right here.
The champ is here.
This shit is crazy.
The evil genius.
The champ is here.